First, I just want to say that I am excited to be up here today and just kind of show what God has done in my life, especially after the last year or two. And it's even a bigger thing since it's almost 3 years to the day that I got saved. 3 years ago on this night, I was basically hitting rock bottom from a life of alcohol abuse, drug abuse, jumping from relationship to relationship, guy to guy, just trying to find that void, you know, that we all have in our hearts that God put there, and just not being able to find it with what the world was giving me and what I kept searching for. And I was destroying my relationship with my son, my wonderful 16-year-old son, who I am so thankful that God gave him to me. On January the 2nd of 2020, I made the decision to go back home. I was currently living in Kansas City at the time. And like I said, just not doing what I should have been doing with my life and, you know, getting in the book and just all of those things, not being a mom to my son, a mom with principles and morals. So on our way back home to Louisiana, which was about a 750-mile drive, in a 2001 Toyota Camry with over 200,000 miles in it with a flat tire and oil coming out, me and God did business those 12 hours. And I was like, Lord, if you can just get me home, Lord. I know where I'm headed. I know where my life, where my decisions are bringing me. And I'm going straight to hell. And I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of going from house to house, from relationship to relationship, and not finding that something that makes me feel complete. Sorry, guys. So from that moment on, my life changed, and I started making better decisions. You know, I got right with God, and I started making the choices that I needed to make for me and my son. And now I'm going to start. So we get home to Louisiana. I finally get a nice, decent job. We're still driving that 2001 Toyota Camry with the oil leak and the flat. And then I started going to church there. I started going to a charismatic church. Wonderful, loving people, but not what I needed in my life. I wasn't getting meat and potatoes. You know, it was what I call cotton candy. You know, it was nothing of any real substance, nothing that I could really build my life on, that foundation. Throughout all of this, I've known Bobby since I was about 14 years old. He was the reason I was here in 2018, and that relationship ended terribly. So I'm praying for Bobby that whole entire year. Lord, please, please, I know he's a good man, he can do it. Just praying for him, super hard praying for him. He goes through some things. He ends up started back here at Old Paths Baptist Church, and he goes, hey, check this out. And it was exactly what I was looking for. Like, it was, that's what I've been missing. I need those principles. I need that meat and potatoes preaching. I need that in my life. So then I called Bob. After I dropped Bobby off at the New Orleans airport, he came to visit. I called Bob, and I was like, help me, please. So he got in touch with Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly and Miss Meredith started discipling me, and I was like, ladies, I feel like I belong there. Get a plane ticket and get here, basically. So I did. I packed up our house, but moved back up. Hold on, sorry, I get ahead of myself. So we make the decision to move here. We get everything ready to go. I'm leaving in a month. I'm going to be here. I got my job transferred. Everything's headed here. I get in a car accident, and my car gets totaled, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Lord, I know I'm supposed to be there. I know you put all of this in my life. This is where I need to be. So he ends up getting me here, and Miss Meredith gets me back and forth to work, and I get my car all figured out and all of those kinds of things. Over the past year or so, God has just shown me over and over and over what it means to have this type of foundation in your life and to make the choices that you make, especially with my son. The principles and stuff I've started instilling in him and in our household, like he's starting to become such a good young man, and it's starting to repair our relationship. It's really like we're getting stronger, and we're getting closer. God is redeeming that time that I lost with him, and it's even redeeming the time that I've lost with Bobby. You know, like our relationship is flourishing, and understanding what it means to have God-centered relationships where you use the Word of God to help direct you and guide you. And I'm just so thankful for everyone in this church. Every single one of you have become such an important, integral part of our life and shown us what it means to be part of a family like this. And we love you so much. And I would not trade any of you for the world at all. And I praise the Lord for everything. Thank you, guys. Amen.